Chris Johnson here, and I'm just living the dream, baby. You know? You know what fucking blows? I've been thinking about this a lot lately, but how much of, like, you, who you are, how you fucking handle things, how you interact with your fucking world, environment, other people, how much of that shit comes from the environment that you grew up in? If you grew up in a fucking healthy environment with loving parents, people who gave a shit about you, encouraged you, were there for you, you might turn into a well-adjusted, caring adult. If not, it might turn into an asshole like me. Somebody who's constantly fucking worried, anxious, perfectionist, has no fucking idea what people think about him, and he can't think about that, because if I do, I just fucking panic. So I just fucking keep my mind right where it is, right in the fucking present, try not to think about the past, the fucking future. Future freaks me the fuck out. Past makes me fucking depressed. So if I just fucking narrow my focus to, like, this instant, I'm fucking great. If not, I could have some fucking problems. I resisted this idea for fucking years. I was like, you know what? Yeah, my parents sucked. Yeah, I fucking hate living at home. But I will be better than that. I can fucking take the shit that they do that sucks, which is like 90% of it, and throw it out and just try to not do those things. But like, it doesn't work, you know? You might succeed in doing some of that, but a lot of it's gonna be so ingrained in your fucking head, and you're gonna have so many other problems you don't even realize they're fucking there. It's just not gonna work out. You'd like it to work out, but it's just not gonna work out. I hated my dad. He's a fucking horrible human being. I had problems with my mom too, growing up. I mean, they were fucking together. They're fucking fighting all the time. Constant fucking bickering and fighting. But here's what we had to do. When we would go out in public, we had to pretend that everything was fucking normal. We couldn't let everybody else know what the fuck was going on at home. We might get fucking yelled at. Dad would lose his fucking shit. So, you know, you gotta put on the fucking pretend face and try to be fucking normal. Like, sometimes I think in my adult life, dude, why are you so fucking anxious? Like, why the fuck, like, you're so fucking worried about everything. Like, you're constantly checking to see if things are okay. You're a fucking perfectionist, like, all this shit. You know why? Because, like, even though I fucking hated my parents, like, at the same time when I was a kid, like, I also wanted acceptance. I wanted to know that I wasn't a fucking mistake. I wanted to know that, like, I was worth something. I wanted to know that, like, hey, you know, I tried. I just didn't do great. Like, you still give a shit about me, right? Like, is it okay? But I never knew that. The only time, like, my dad seemed to be happy is if I got, like, a big hit in a fucking baseball game. So, like, unless, you know, I was fucking awesome at, like, sports or something, like, there wasn't much going on. As a result, I kind of started hating sports. Even baseball, which I fucking love. I didn't play my last year of eligibility just because I didn't want that motherfucker to be around. There's only so many fucking times you can take watching him argue with your coaches and yell at you in the fucking ride home because you didn't play. Or, I don't know, dude, like, I didn't play today. What do you want me to do about it? Sorry. I wish I was a better son and did better in this fucking high school baseball game that means absolutely nothing as a fucking 41-year-old man. But, like, that shapes every fucking relationship that you have. My marriage was shaped by that because you try to, like, not do that, but you repeat a lot of the same patterns. It might not be as bad, but, like, if your parents fight all the fucking time and are unhealthy, that's what you learn. That's what fucking you internalize. Like, it's shit that you don't even know is there that's the biggest problem. You know how fucking angry I get when I think about that shit? Like, my fucking marriage was doomed from the fucking start. Or that relationship, not really the marriage. We were together for 14 fucking years. It's the totality of the 14 years. Like, who cares that, like, we had a piece of paper that said we're fucking married at the end of it? The fucking relationship itself as a whole is the fucking issue. And it was always fucked up because I didn't know how to be. I didn't know how to fucking act. I didn't know how to fucking deal with my anger. I didn't know how to fucking process things. Because I never fucking learned it as a fucking kid. I was set up to fucking fail. And I did fail. At fucking everything for fucking years. And, like, just chasing fucking acceptance from people that don't give a fuck about me. My parents and my fucking wife included, really. It took fucking forever for me to stop doing that. And to be perfectly honest with you, I'm not convinced that it's really out of my system. I just have grounded myself and isolated myself and went to therapy for fucking years and write shit out every goddamn day to the point where, like, I feel good. But, like, if I got in a situation like that again, like, would I be better? Like, I have no idea. I would like to think so. I would like to think that I'm everything that everybody strives to be or that most people strive to be. Like, I'd like that, even though I fucking hate everybody. But, like, I don't know if I can do that. I never felt safe as a kid. I always felt like I was either going to be mocked or screamed at. And both of those things happened plenty. If I didn't know something, I was afraid if my dad found out because I thought he was going to laugh at me because he did it all the fucking time. I don't not know it because I'm fucking stupid. I don't know it because I'm 5 or 8 or 14 and you're a fucking grown ass man. So I don't fucking understand what a fucking 2x4 is, bro. Sorry you have to fucking explain to me what a shot glass is. I don't just fucking know it. I'm sorry that when you asked me for a glass of milk, I brought you the milk in a glass instead of a plastic cup that you wanted. I'm so fucking overly sensitive to fucking everything as an adult. Because of that shit as a fucking kid. I hate confrontation and, like, just fucking retreat from those situations as an adult because of that shit I went through as a fucking kid. And, like, when I think about that and the more I unravel that, the more fucking angry it gets me. Because, like, you motherfuckers. And then they try to say shit like, well, you know, the past is the past, you know. No. You're a piece of shit. You fucking sucked. Own that shit. If you fucking own it and like try to be better, like maybe there could be some kind of relationship. Not with my dad anymore, but like, you know, like in general. You can't be shitty and then just be like, you know, it fucking happened. I mean, yeah, it happened. Take responsibility for it. Then fucking try to be better. Not everybody's going to be fucking perfect all the time. Not everybody is going to be awesome all the time. People grow and people evolve and people can change if they want to fucking change. But most people don't want to do that. Another thing too, like, you're not really owed anything. If you were terrible in a fucking relationship and you're a better person now, like, the person that you were terrible with, like, they don't really owe you anything. Like, they don't have to talk to you anymore. Oh, fuck. I am agitated, but I had to get that shit off my chest. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's when new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and iHeartRadio and any fucking podcasting sites you please. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every episode is there. Website, app, take your fucking pick. Pick your poison. I'm also on Twitter @JohnsonHatesYou, Instagram @maybe5minutes, and on my Facebook timeline.